babes. Wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease trap man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them does do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
I
man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. Mwah, mwah. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.
1 minute after 9 o'clock, as we say good morning to Mr. Romano Blandman. Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Barbados. Good morning, Norville. Thank you.
All is well?
All is well. All is well. Always good.
Good to see you with that smile, man. You come in here with that smile, Barbados. If you ever get to meet Mr. Romano Blandman, I've told you before, his smile says it all. Such a warm and welcoming smile. Romano, what's going on today with Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man?
Every day we're at it. We're out there serving Barbados. A shout out to the team. Thank you so much for the commitment from my team. It makes it possible. Many times it's late nights, early mornings to serve Barbados and keep everything going. So that's it.
Okay. We've got some questions for you for today. The question is, what not to flush? What are common household items that you find people flushing that are causing big problems for septic or well systems?
This is a funny one. Because the things that we find in septic systems, we're like, well, this is a septic system and not a sanitation system. These are not the garbage bins.
Right.
But unfortunately, we found all kind of things from rubber duckies. I have two young grandbabies now, and they head to the toilets. Yeah. So the young kids love the toilet. So you got to keep that door locked because, rubber duckies, expandable toys, all that stuff. We find balls. And these stuff can block your system up as well. And even in commercial entities, a trend that we've seen that you can't really stop, but sometimes with hotels and Airbnbs, we find towels down the drains. Wow. Like, how did you get a towel in the toilet? That's a lot of effort. You know, it must give you that. But if you're talking about rebates and free time or upgrade, people will stop at nowhere in these times to do it. So these are things that we find in there. Now, the usual stuff that people go that don't know will be sanitary napkins. Before, in commercial entities, you'll have the disposable that you put that in. But generally at homes, you're finding a lot of that sanitary napkins. There's not a lot of baby diapers anymore, although we find them in the well, but those are from years ago because these things don't break down. So pretty much these are items that we find in there that you shouldn't be. So you don't want to be putting, your sanitary napkins. There are a lot of new wipes on the market that say biodegradable. They're not. They're going to cause you trouble. Sometimes people use a lot of toilet paper, which sometimes they put it inside the toilet or around the seat to sit down. So if you put too much in there, the water can leave that paper and you can have challenges like that. So there are a lot of things that we find inside of the septic system.
Very interesting. And with Barbados becoming more, we're becoming more conscious of the elderly. Barbados is becoming an aging population, and guarantee you, in terms of the carers out there, I know my mom has actually put a brush into the toilet and flushed it and it clogged up. So, we got to be mindful in terms of the people that we're caring for too, because anything can happen at any point in time. All right, another question for you, Romano. The well lifespan and care. What's the typical lifespan of a well, and how can homeowners protect it to prevent failure or contamination?
Okay, so that's quite interesting because your well can last a very long time, and it all depends on a few factors. If you're in St. Andrew, where there's a lot of clay, now the landscape in Barbados is very different to many countries because we say limestone, but as us who dig through the earth and people who will dig for buildings and stuff, you find all kind of stuff. So we'll find formation of coral, which is what we spoke about just now. Mm-hmm. But then there's also mud, deep pockets mm-hmm. of mud. You can go like 25 feet and you're still in mud, find no rock. In St. Andrew, those guys go very sharp. They're clay. You know, St. Joseph, certain parts of St. Joseph is very similar. Then you have sand. So because of all these different landscapes, that kind of tells a story of how long your well will last. So typically in Barbados, I would say an average lifespan of a well is 20 years.
Only 20 years?
Yeah, 20 to 30. Wow. Yeah, depending, you know, where you are. So there are people that have wells functioning for 30. So it depends on how much sewage goes into that well. And when that suck is blocked, then the well stops working. So on average, I'll say about 20 years. But then we found wells in 5-7 years, they're already failed. And that's because of the amount of products that we use now. So we have the washing machine going in there. You know, back in the day, you could have run it to the lime tree and you run your water across there. Right. And in the modern era, that's not possible. The inspectors will, you know, will tell you you can't do that anymore. So okay. In some cases, some people have two wells, which can help the system. But generally, if you have one well, the lifespan could be shortened. If you're, you know, washing machine, could we have all of that tread from the clothes and that kind of stuff. And when they come together, they make a mesh. You know what I mean? So it forms a cap in that well and cause your well to fail faster. So generally, when we're talking about lifespan, we can range from anywhere from 5 years up to 20. And that's why it's important to just do an inspection so you have an idea. A client called us last week. I was speaking to a client and they said, my well is almost full. They said, well, how far is it? They said about 6 feet. Well, they said it's not filled yet. When it gets to the pipe, that's what causes the backup. So because you still have some space, you have some time, so you can just monitor that. Okay. Sometimes that 6 feet can last a whole year. It doesn't, you know what I mean? It can last 5 years. It all depends on if it's still functioning. If you leave the house, the water will go down. But it all depends on the usage of the house. That really helps with the lifespan of your well.
Yeah. So in terms of preventing failure or contamination, inspections, regular inspections are important.
Yeah, they are. They are. It just helps you to plan better. You know, I know we are a reactive culture. Mm-hmm. So if something happens, then we're like, oh, let's put this here or let's change that here. Maybe put a roundabout here, install it there. So it's always reactive rather than planning ahead. And we at Septic Solutions really want our clients to focus on the more important things. Although septic is important, you know, an old man said to me years ago, you can have a $500,000 house, but if the septic isn't working, you can't live in that $500,000 house. So I understand that it's very important, but to others, it may not be. Having your AC working, having the kitchen nice, the tiles, there are many things above that list, but we'll take care of this for you so you don't have to worry about it. Once you're our client, you're in our system, you don't have to be worrying about those parts. Okay. So we'll just tell you, hey, you know, this is due, that's due. And you can just move on with the other important things in life.
Yeah. Spinning off of that, how often would you recommend inspections?
Inspections, generally, we'll say with a septic system, if you're just talking to well alone, I'll say every 2 to 3 years. If it's your grease trap, we always encourage our clients to clean that yearly because the grease trap really affects the well. If you have a lot of grease, a lot of oil, and that goes in there, it's a sealant. So if it gets in the well and it connects with the washing machine, water, and the fibers, then you're going to, you know, damage your well. So inspection doesn't hurt. It just gives you that peace of mind. If you're talking about replacing a full septic system from anywhere, $7,000 to $15,000, if just a small inspection fee of checking it save you that peace of mind, I think it's better, especially unexpectedly.
I agree with you 1,000,000% on that. And since we're speaking about cleaning the septic tanks, in terms of the frequency, how often should a septic tank be cleaned, especially if someone hears gurgling or there's slow toilet drains or they're smelling odors outside?
That's a really good question because we normally say if a septic tank should be cleaned 3 to 5 years, but again, it depends on how many people are inside the house and it depends on the size septic tank. So people kind of go for a smaller septic tank because it's cheaper, you know, in the contractor, you kind of say, okay, I can just do this small one. But the truth is a bigger septic tank, you have more bacteria, so, you know, much more enzymes in there, it can break down better. So some of what we found is that if you have a house or apartment, we found that a lot. People design the house or design an apartment, but they never think about the septic system. So then it says the system get overwhelmed because you have like 12 people in what you say a 3 to 5 hole normal septic tank. And then you have 15 people using that system, you know?
Big problems,
you know? So then that's where some of these issues come from. So we'll say 3 to 5 years for proper maintenance. And if you haven't, have us do an inspection. This year, we're going to do some exciting things in regards to that. We're going to pull up in some neighborhoods and do some free checks for some people.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
so wonderful. Fantastic.
Yeah, we're planning that out just to give people the awareness and the reality. Because one of the next dangers is that septic tanks can collapse. And that's something that we've seen a lot happening. There are fiberglass septic tanks. There's concrete ones. I shared last week an incident with me going in my yard and my feet fell to the ground.
Oh, dear.
And I had no idea that my septic tank was leaking, but the earth around, the cement around literally sank into a hole. Wow. And that ended up being about 4 feet. So I had to drain the septic tank out and then repair it. You know,
costly.
Repairing it was a bit of a challenge because we did it and we don't like to do repairs. It better just dig it out and do a new one. Okay. But where it was much difficult to dig out and do. So we did a repair. It was stressful, but I got it done. So you definitely want to be looking at your septic tank every 3 to 5 years. You know, make sure it's good. Make sure that it's not a pending disaster happening.
So I just want to make sure I'm following you. You said in terms of the inspections, maybe every 2 years for the septic tanks. For the grease trap, every year?
Every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the cleaning, the septic tank, you said every maybe 2 years or so.
Yeah. I'll say from 2 years up to five. Okay. Right? Anywhere in between there. It's because you have the cleaning and then you just have the inspection to see if it's bad. So we just come, we cut it open, check it, see what it is, give you a report. And then we'll seal it back down. If it's not bad, you can just leave it, you know, another 2 years, whatever the case is. The part is to just know, right? Okay. Because we can go to the septic tank and realize it's leaking. And eventually, you'll be out in the yard and all of a sudden you have a sinkhole. That's what happened to me. It's a reality. Mm. Or we can clean a fiberglass septic tank. And after we're finished cleaning it, because the sewage was kind of holding it together, as soon as that weight and compression in there is gone, the whole tank just collapsed. Have you seen that on two occasions in... You know, so because they have a life.
Understood. Yeah. Listening to you describe it, I can actually picture it from how you're describing it. So in terms of the grease traps, how often should they be cleaned?
Grease traps is once a year. We encourage people with proper maintenance. If you don't have problems in a year with a grease trap, it means that you're not cooking. No, for my wife, I'm just gonna give her a shout out here, Mrs. Blenman. Thanks for listening. She cooks every day or most days. So I do it twice a year. Right, and that's just to maintain it. Yeah, okay. And what that also does, Norval, is that it takes care of the amount of excess roaches, because if the grease gets really thick in that grease trap, the roaches have a tendency of walking on top of the grease, and then they'll run back through the pipelines, go into the well. You know, so that's like a food station for them. Mm. So if it's clean and it's more water, they don't like to be running on the water, so they kind of back off a bit. You know.
Okay, I've got a question here for you. It says, I live in an old house that was originally built in 1957. I took over the house 20 years ago. The entire yard has been cemented over, so I don't know where the well is. Could you help me locating it? I've had no backup issues in the house.
Oh, man. I've come across so many of this, Norval, and in regards to that, straight off the bat, we can find it. We can help.
Okay.
We can definitely help. We have our camera system that we can go in and follow the pipelines, and then we can identify exactly where the well is, and then our team can kind of cut it out, give you an access cover or a marker, you know, of where the well is. So we can definitely do that. But I just want to say this as well, because it really hurts my heart. We're one that have been putting messages out for many years in regards to people falling the well. And for the year, two people fell in wells, you know, just yesterday, I think it was the day before, and the old lady early up the month. This is a serious problem. We really want people, we've put posts out continuously, really hope that, you know, the government will keep putting this out there, whatever organization, we can do joint organizations, join with them and do it. But we really need to be telling people, stay away from wells. They're parking on wells, there are all kind of things happening. And sometimes we open wells and the cracks already there. It's just minutes from disaster, constantly. We touch covers to replace them and poof, it just collapsed because it's like powder, you know, all those gases over the years. So the wells, there's not that cover, you don't know the integrity of that cover. The cracks are underneath, you're not gonna see them at top. Until you put the weight on it, it's gonna go in. So we can definitely help with that, but we wanna encourage people, please don't let your kids, don't let your pets, you know, sit on the
We're running out of time, so I just want to, the lady's name is Sharon. She says, thank you very much. Sharon, you know where to call. We're going to give you the numbers and information, but just a quick one in terms of impersonators. How can people identify that it's really you or your team and not somebody pretending to be you? And then after that, you can give all the contact information.
Definitely. Well, for us, there's always branding. So you'll see our trucks branded. People see the trucks with the bubbles, and that concept is always for freshness and cleanness.
Right.
So that's the concept behind it. And you'll always find this in branding. Our numbers are 283-2959. And I'll probably stick to that number, 283-2959. You can also find us online at www.greasetrapman.com or aseptic solutions caribbean.com, and pretty much that's it.
Okay, Romano Blenman, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to see you, sir. Barbados, I really do hope that you give Romano a call. He has a fantastic company, and you can just tell he's an awesome human being. Thank you so much, Romano.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you with the kind compliments of Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two brands, one vision. We can clean it for you. Call 283-2959.
Babes, wake up now. I smell something outside. Grease Trap Man does only do grease traps.
Nah, trouble not your heart, my love.
Don't forget, the sister company is Septic Solutions, so they do more than that.
Wait, you mean them just do everything?
Girl, they're on top of everything. Cleaning and pumping wells. And don't forget, cleaning septic tanks too. Squeaky clean,
I
man.
I hear you.
And if the manhole block up with feces, they can clean that too. They have these cameras that just look through the line, just peek through and see if everything clean and clear, along with a technique called hydrojetting, so that everything could be brand new. Let's go back to sleep and call them in the morning.
Yes. I love you. You always got the right solutions, my sweet doo-doo.
Call 283-2959. Septic Solutions and the Grease Trap Man. Two companies, one vision.